Copper connects life.
I'm speaking today with the CEO of the Copper Development Centre of Australia, John Fennell, about one of the centre's projects, the Smart Wired House. John, what is smart wiring?
Smart wiring is a standardised system of wiring that can be installed in the home during new build construction or renovation that will meet all the technology needs of the householder in the future.
Why should we install it?
Well, the technology is an evolving thing, as we know, and today, whilst the TVs may be $5,000, the flat screen, tomorrow they may be $1,000. And we may want to distribute three or four screens around the house. We may wish to have audio distributed up and down the halls and outside on the veranda. We may wish to have internet connection in all the children's bedrooms. We may wish to be able to watch somebody at the front door from our television in our bedroom. Now, the technology, it can be split in two. One is the platform or the wiring system on which it works, and the other is the available technology which is embedded in the appliances. We should install the platform of wiring so that we can add the appliances and the bits and pieces as technology develops over the course of the house. And that may be 25 or 30 years.
What about for things like security?
Well, today, there's an increasing demand on security by the aged and by all of us, I guess. And one of the popular technologies that are evolving to have a camera at the front gate. But often, when the doorbell rings, you're in a different part of the house. And you don't want to have to rush downstairs or rush into a certain room. So with a smart wiring technology underpinning its security platform, you could be, for example, working on your internet in your study, and you can then click on to see who's at the front door. And that sort of enhances your lifestyle and provides additional security.
I've just been doing my garden. Does it have applications for outside as well as inside?
Oh, absolutely. And given the dramas that we're experiencing now with a shortage of water, and we can embed a smart wiring system into the garden, which enables moisture sensing pods to be placed around the garden so that it only drips or sprinkles at a certain time of the day after the moisture level has dropped below a recommended level. And that means we don't waste water on plants that don't need it.
Oh, very smart technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like the sort of thing that everybody would want. I suspect, though, that many people would think they wouldn't be able to afford it.
Well, everything comes at a cost, of course, but let's take an example today, depending whether we're in Adelaide or in Sydney, and that houses range somewhere between, with the land, $300,000 to maybe $500,000. And they build their homes, they then buy all the furniture and equipment to go into it, so that may add another $100,000, and they've got a beautiful home and they're all ready. But they're missing something, and that is the ability to actually access the technologies. Mm. And so to put in a wiring platform for a basic home, four rooms for telecommunications, internet, audio-visual, which is the TV system, that would cost about $2,000. To go into eight rooms would cost about $3,000, and then to add an audio system or a security system of wiring maybe $3,500 to $4,000. So let's say that we've got a system that's cost $4,000 and your house has cost $500,000. It seems like an awfully important investment to have, because this platform will manage all of the technologies over the next 20 years.
And you don't have all those ugly cords everywhere.
Well, can you imagine, you know, you've built this beautiful home and it's marble and marble floors, and Foxtel arrive on your doorstep and say, I just want to drill a hole through the marble, and do you mind if I drag this black cable on the outside because we can't get it behind the wall? You're not going to be happy, and I guess most of us have experienced something like that. So in fact, with Foxtel, they have now officially recognized the smart wired platform. So that if you've wired your house with a smart wired platform by an accredited smart wired installer, they can just connect into your system. It saves time, it saves money, and it's much more attractive.
Someone decides they want to go ahead with smart wiring their house. How do they go about it?
A number of ways. The first thing I would recommend is that they would go onto our website, which is www.smartwiredhouse.com.au. And there's a section there called Design Your House, and I would just get onto that section and go through all of the questions that you need to ask in advance. Such things as, in your kitchen, do you want to have access to the news over the internet? Do you want to be able to control your flat-screen TV from a pod on your kitchen bench? Do you want to be able to see who's at the front gate? Do you want to have interconnecting phones to the bedrooms from there? For example, if you're going to your home cinema, what sort of home cinema do you want? Do you want to have proper surround sound? And what sort of technology is going to underpin it? Do you want to receive videos over the internet, or do you want to get it from Foxtel, or do you just want it on normal TV? So a series of questions that you're going to make about your ability to afford the technology today and what you would aspire to over the next 10 years so that when you can afford it, you know, everything's in place.
And when it comes to putting it into the house, who comes and installs it then?
Again, if you go onto our website, when we developed this project in conjunction with Telstra, Foxtel, NECA, which is the National Electrical Communications Association, the home automation companies like Clipsal and HPM and Krona, we all decided that it was critical that one contractor could be able to do all of the work as they're pulling through the power cables in your home. And so we took the NECA, or the electrical contractor, and upskilled him through a course at the TAFE or through Milcom. And these guys are known as SmartWired installers or SmartWired designers. And there are about 500 of them now around Australia. And you can just go onto the website, www.smartwiredhouse.com.au, and you can find a contractor in your area. And you can contact them either through the website or the contact numbers are on there.
Well, sounding as easy as that, a lot of people showing interest in having a smart wired house?
I think everybody in the world wants a smart house. Mm. In North America, they're up to about 55% of new homes have a basic telecommunications internet platform. We're a little bit broader than that. We have telecommunications, internet, audio-visual, audio, security, and home automation platform. And we're now up to about 11% in 2004. We should be at 20% in our latest research. So about 20% of new homes get smart wired. And we see that growing to about 50% by 2009.
Can you give us a picture? You walk in the door in a smart wired house. What do you see? How much easier is it than a normal house?
The beauty about a smart wired house is you don't see anything. You don't see any wires, you don't see any clutter. But what you could get is the kids, for example, if you've got children, the children will have access to the broadband delivered over copper cables in their bedrooms. So if they're downloading off Google data-heavy pictures, then it's very quick for them. They can link back into their network at school and download the homework very quickly. It's a robust system. You can also link through to the printer, so you have one printer instead of four or five. Yeah, so that's one thing. You'd see the kids working in their own work area. The second would be that in the entertainment room or the home cinema, everything would be neat. So you wouldn't see a whole lot of cables, you know, coming in. It would be neat and tidy, and it would be aesthetically very pleasing. You would often see security panels, so you'd be able to watch who was at the front door, or who was by the pool, or if you had young kids, you could watch who was swimming and whether they're there safe. Often you would come in and you'd hear music, and that could change as you move from room to room. And so it's quite a sophisticated thing. You wouldn't see a lot, but you'd get a feeling that it's comfortable and it's secure.
And the lighting, I understand, would add to that as well, because it controls the lighting as well, does it not?
Yes, if you go up to a lighting system, they've got fabulous systems by Clipsal or HPM, two good Australian companies. You would walk into the house, it would recognise you from your key, and you'd press the home button, and certain lights would go on. For a man, it could be the light above the fridge so he can get a beer, and then he could turn on the TV and his favourite Eagles music. For the woman, it could be, again, the kitchen, or certain rooms could go on. And more than that, when you're rushing to go out somewhere and the kids have left the lights on in the bedroom or TV's on or whatever, you press the away button and all those things go off. So it's a lifestyle thing. It saves energy and electricity, which is important nowadays, but just makes our lives more enjoyable.
John, a lot more of us have offices at home these days. What sort of benefits could we have from having a smart wired office at home?
You're quite right. The last study showed in 2003-2004 that there are over 1 million Australians working from home, either full-time or part-time. So they have a need, a broad range of needs, the same as those in an office. They require very fast internet connection. They require fax and data. They require phones. And I guess the smart wiring platform provides a reliable platform for that. So if we dedicate a room as a home study or a work office, already in that room, they are going to have all the cabling they require to plug in their laptop or their PC. They're going to have their phone, their fax, their printers, and everything in readiness for them. And we think this is a good bonus. Secondly, going back to what we talked about before in terms of the amount of data that can be transferred over copper as against other mediums, it is incredibly robust and very reliable. So that especially when people are working on architectural drawings or fashion or design, where they're very, very data heavy, they may be waiting for 10 minutes over, for example, a wireless system, whereas over a robust broadband system over copper, you know, it may take much less time than that.
So if people were considering wireless, that is not as a good an option as the smart wiring.
We consider wireless a compatible technology and a fabulous technology because it provides the homeowner a system of getting to areas that they can't otherwise get. So we like to support wireless because a number of our contractors will be putting in a combination of wired and wireless. So wherever you can, though, you put in a platform of cable, and if you can't, then you go to wireless. But remember that wireless won't work for audio-visual distribution, your TV and Foxtel. It won't work for audio, and it's much less reliable for the security system. But it has fabulous applications enhancing your internet and your data transmission.
Obviously, all this is sounding very, very attractive, but not everyone's building. What are the benefits or are there options available for people who have established homes?
It's much better if you can get the cable in as you're building. But there are about 2 million homes a year out of the 8 million homes in Australia that are renovated. And it's quite possible to put in wiring into the renovated sections of the home. Alternatively, you could retro-wire an existing home. But it can be 2 times to 2.5 times more expensive than getting the wiring in as you're building the house anew.
If people wanted to have a look at a smart wired house in action, is that possible?
Sure. If you go to our website, www.smartwiredhouse.com.au, you can find a section there saying Smart Wired Builders and find one in your state that you know and respect and give them a call. Many of them already have Smart Wired House displays, as do companies like Clipsal and HPM and Hills.
If people wanted some more information, or is there any more material that you have?
Of course, if you contact us at the Copper Development Centre of Australia in Sydney, and the details are on the website, we'd be happy to send you a number of items. One of those is a brochure that will enable you to design your own house. We've got DVDs which show you what it's like living in a smart wired house, and we have a number of materials in addition to that.
Well, I think you've convinced us. Where do we get more information now?
Well, the best place to go is firstly to www.smartwiredhouse.com.au, or you could ring NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association, or any of the home automation companies like Clipsal, like HPM, Krona, Hills Industries, or Homeworks.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, John. John Fennell, the CEO of Copper Development Centre of Australia.
Copper connects life.